afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Our subject today relates to lessons from the seasons.
Thank you.
been reading a little poetry lately and focused on something called sensory poems. They are usually unrhymed and describe a feeling by using all the senses to explore a subject. Let's try this. Winter. Feel the winter coming on. Hear it in the crackling trees. Note the crisping, quivering wind sharply snapping at their leaves. Feel it on the window panes, chilly glass on fingertips. Mark the biting of the air, heated breath on numbing lips. Let the frost rest on your face, sense a shiver on your skin. See how pretty nature is when she ushers winter in. This made me think about the beauty of the seasons and the lessons that nature has to impart to those who observe it closely. Take winter, for example. We can think of winter as going beyond the mask of summer to look at the root of things and rediscover what really matters. In other words, winter can remind us to get back to fundamentals. That's one of the rewards of living with four clearly defined seasons. With close observation and an open mind, we can see so much, as nature has much to reveal to us. In reality, our relationship with the natural world is an inseparable one. Think about it. In nature, we can find everything from beauty and peace to mathematics, music, order, and law. In nature, all things occur in seasonal cycles. As in nature, humans too go through stages that can be related to the seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter. You might want to try a simple exercise. Go to your favorite open space. This could be your own garden at home, or a nearby park, or some place where you can spend a few minutes uninterrupted. Maybe take a seat under a tree and allow impressions to filter through all your senses. Touch the bark, listen for sounds. Use as many of your physical senses as possible to take in your surroundings and discover new insights about yourself and the world around you.
Thank you.
That's it from us today. We'll be back next week with more to muse about.